Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good New York morning, everyone. A nice day outside, lucky us. We've got a great guest for you today, a real find. I actually went to see another band, and I found this gem of a woman there, Becca Stevens. I'm going to bring her on in a moment. But before I do, I promised someone I would get their poem. I was performing about a week ago at the VA hospital. A young woman who works there is very effective. Slides, folders, she takes care of asking. I would read it. I'm going to start my show with her poem. Her name is Kelly Kenefick, and I promised I would read her poem because I promised, and here it goes. It's called Soldier of Mine by Kelly Kenefick, I believe. It says, Soldier of mine, I know your face, I've seen your eyes, I know your grace. Soldier of mine, living was your fate. It's not too late, soldier of mine, in your sick bed. Can't get that picture out of your head, soldier of mine. You're safe at home and the light is on. Nothing can make up for anything you've lost. And I know that you're thinking nobody cares what it cost, but I do, and I came here because I wanted you to know. I remember you. I stand up for you. I sit down with you. Oh, soldier of mine, soldier of mine. You own part of my heart of hearts, soldier of mine. I pledge you'll find allegiance true and trust and kind. Soldier of mine, soldier of mine. We'll do what you need to do. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. And I promised I would read that, and thank you, Kelly. I'm sorry I couldn't get your CD to play, but I did want you to know I did read it and keep up the good work at the VA hospital here in New York. All right. And special shout-out to our soldiers. While I don't support any war, I do support our military men and thank them every day for what they do for us. Okay. Now, let me tell you a little story, my audience members. I went at the suggestion of a friend to see a band, which I've performed with, not with, but on the same venues with, and I really liked them. And to my delight, they were very good. Lascivious Biddies was the name of the band. But the show before them, the band playing before them, just caught me off guard. And this very unimposing young woman on stage with her band, and she's there, and I hear... I can't describe what I'm hearing because she layered everything so hypnotically that I actually bought her CD right then and there. I had to buy it. It was so good. Now, our guest today is Becca Stevens. She has been hailed by the New York Times as the best-kept secret with an impressively absorbing debut album. She's established herself as a singer, songwriter of enormous talent. Her songs expand and blur the boundaries of folk, jazz, and pop while engaging the listener through keen poetic observation, rich musical language, and beguiling singers. Singing. I'm sorry, I misquoted that. I just was thinking in my head, that's exactly what I just said about this woman. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about her band members. It's not just Becca Stevens alone, though she does, I assume, perform solo, but she has a great band, and they just work so well together. So, Becca, are you online? Becca Stevens.
I'm here, Nancy. Hi.
Hi. So I was impressed, but you're so unassuming in stage. When I walked into the, what was the name of the venue there?
That was Rockwood Music Hall.
Rockwood on, that was on Allen Street, correct?
Right, yeah.
And it was tiny. It was packed. There was nowhere to sit. And you mesmerized me. I started to hear your music, and I was just mesmerized.
Oh,
by the tones you were doing. Hypnotic is the word. But then there was a sense of fun to it. But the layers. You had an accordion player. His name
is... Liam Robinson was playing accordion. And there was a drummer named Jordan Pearlson and a bass player named Chris Tordini.
And that was a standing bass or bass?
Upright bass, yeah.
Upright bass. It was an upright bass.
Yeah.
Which, hence the jazz texture that I like. But it was also, you were having so much fun with it.
Oh, we have a lot of fun.
Now, how did you get started? How did you all meet up? Were you a solo performer first?
I met them all at the new school where I went to college.
Oh, okay.
And at the new school, they encourage you to do these ensembles as part of your curriculum.
So what did you do? Put up a poster? How did you all speak?
Yeah. And I brought in some original music to an ensemble, and it worked out well, and I shortly thereafter realized I had a goal of having my own band, and luckily all the people that I needed were there at the school to
help. Well, it's interesting because you're the only woman, am I correct?
Right, yeah.
And you get all these men to listen to you and play for you. I like this about you. And they're not just, so they were students as well.
Yeah, they were students at the time as well, yeah, at the new school.
And the surprise in my voice is because you all are so professional.
Oh, thank you.
That it's hard to just imagine that you guys were students who happened to get together and come up with this unique sound. And what is some of the inspiration for the, you know what, I'm going to play something in a little bit, but what is some of the inspiration for layering, the way you layer your sounds?
For me, the bulk of my inspiration comes from my family, and a lot of my influences growing up came from my dad's a composer, and I was influenced by his music. And
my
mom.
What is his name, please?
William Stevens.
William Stevens. Okay.
Yeah, and he composed a lot of classical music, which my mom sang.
So your mom
was listening.
A singer.
Yeah, Carolyn Dorff is her name.
Oh. Okay.
And so I was surrounded by that growing up. And then my brother's a composer, and I sang in his band growing up. So I was just surrounded. And then from there, I had a lot of really important female influences that include Björk and Joni Mitchell and Joanna Newsom, people like that. But then my range of influences could just go on and on forever and fill an entire radio show. So
let's let the audience listen right now to.
Oh, sure.
This is In the Midst, and I hope I downloaded it correctly. Here we go.
Share it with me. No.
applause. That was very nice. While I was listening to that, Becca, I kind of almost got a sense of semi-ancient folk music in there.
Oh, I'm going to write that down right now.
I really almost, I don't know if it's because it was lute-like or I got a sense that it was like almost like, well, it comes to mind Beethoven's Miller of D a little bit.
Cool.
So it comes to, but I mean, his is faster, but it's the strumming kind of elements that I like in there and the texture. And that's all your voice? Just later?
That, there's backup voices from the boys in there.
But the female voice is all yours.
The female is me, yeah.
That's very, you're very unpretentious. It's nice, and I like that, but I did get a sense of that. And the way, I'm trying to describe how you do that, you pull, it's almost like you pull the note and push it back, and you pull it and push it back, especially at the last ending, that towards the end there, the bah.
The doo-wah, that part?
Yeah, yes, that. I like that part. That's my favorite part of it. Very,
that's
very
the
mystical.
Goosebumps section.
Is that what it's called, the goosebumps?
That's
it
what
does.
We hope for.
I could see it almost in a film. I could see it being used for backing in a film, that kind of interesting texture.
Oh,
now,
I love
you can see, how long would you say that song was? Because I'm thinking that had to be five minutes?
I think it's pretty short, actually. I can look on my iTunes, but I think it's like, I think it's about 3 or 4 minutes.
Oh, it's about 3 or 4, really. But it the reason I'm not in a bad way, I think it was longer, because it almost seemed that it's written as a musical composition,
right,
less than a song.
I would categorize
it as a musical composition, not as
a song.
Well,
thank you.
Because from beginning to end, you had so many different elements to that one song.
Runtime was 3 minutes 46 seconds.
Oh, okay, almost 4 minutes then, which is about average for radio.
It was through Composed. I think there are, on the first album, there are a couple tracks that have solos on them, but for the most part, everything's through Composed.
Yes. Oh, it is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the feeling I was getting there. And now, how much do your band members contribute to this, or do you write the whole thing?
Well, you know, I write the whole thing, and I bring it to them, and things change in rehearsal. You know, like they contribute so much. You know, they'll hear things, and they'll say, like, a lot happens in the arranging of the song. I'll write all of the notes. And
now you actually, when you say write all the notes, you're actually doing sheet music, and you bring
it into
that?
That's
or,
the thing.
Or you say, I've got
an
idea, it sounds like this.
When I first started the band, I felt like I needed to put it all down on paper because I was coming from jazz school where you bring in charts for people to read. But I found out soon after that actually everyone, including myself, preferred to learn things by ear in the band, because that way you don't have to memorize it. It's all already there when you learn it by ear. And so that was convenient for us, because we wanted to perform without music. So
without
I got spoiled.
You mean without
without reading
you can't
music
perform without
on the
music.
Bandstand.
It's all mime.
Yeah. So it frees you up a lot, you know, to be able to just
now. Do you improvise during your show, or you stick to exactly to the tune?
Well, we stick to the form of the tune. Different magic happens every time, and sometimes we have sections that are, you know, open for improvisation. But we stick to the form for the most part.
Oh, interesting. Now, with that, you stick to the form, okay. So with that in mind, when you're sticking to this form, I'm trying to visualize what, as they say, would come first, the lyrics or the music?
When I'm writing or?
Yes.
Okay. So I think it's safe to say that the inspiration comes first.
So you're going to say the word. The word?
I don't know, because it's always different. sometimes a little word germ will get stuck in my ear, and I'll say, "Oh, that's cool," and I'll write it down, and then the melody comes. Sometimes, you know, I'll be in a bad mood, and I'll sit down and play on my guitar until something lifts me up, and then that is what it is. Or sometimes I'll be walking down the street, and literally, like a melody will fall out of the sky, and I have to record it on my cell phone, and then I run home, and that becomes a song. So it's always different.
So you press memo on your cell phone, and you...
There's this little button on the side where when you hold it down, it gives you like an option to record your voice. I guess that would be called memo. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So you do it much like when I do comedy. I always carry a notebook in my pocket, or I always have a pen and piece of paper.
Yeah.
And I hate that sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes my inspirations come while I'm sleeping.
Oh,
yeah. And I'll be laughing hysterically going, "That's brilliant." And I'll write it down. I keep paper by the bed. I'll write it down and look at it in the morning and go, "What?"
That happens to my dad a lot. He's a composer, and he'll oftentimes wake up and wake up his wife, because he gets up and he runs straight to the piano and starts hammering something out.
What, does she have to transpose it? Or
but the piano is playing through the house, and so it'll...
Oh, it wakes her up. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, it's please, if I didn't have a family, I would never sleep. Because creatively, what instrument do you have in front of you right now?
I have three next to me right now. When you said have one on hand, I grabbed everything.
Okay, so what do you have right there?
I've got a ukulele to my right and a charango that's missing a string next to that.
What is a charango? Because it sounds like a Spanish food.
I get that a lot. It's like a Peruvian. It's sort of the same size as a ukulele, and it has 10 strings, and it sounds like this. And it's similar to, I guess, a cavaquinho, or like a little, it's like a little strumming.
Is the Italian instrument with the round bottom?
You got me.
No, there's a name for it. My uncle used to make them. I mean, he actually would hand make them. I'll remember it.
Somebody to call in with the answer, and then they can win a free...
Somebody knows what
fired.
This is. Call in. Yes, it'll come to me later. But so let me hear that instrument a little bit.
Okay. Can you hear it?
Yes, it sounds great.
That's what it sounds like.
Now... I assume it's small, so the strings are close together.
Mm-hmm, they're very close together.
So you're picking it almost like a banjo, then?
Right. Yeah, similar. It's also kind of similar to a mandolin.
That's the word I couldn't remember. Mandolin.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the Italian instrument. Yes, it is similar to a mandolin. Only it sounds... the notes sound a little higher to me, but I'm not...
Right. Yeah. It's got like some harp-ish.
Yes,
resonances.
I was
going to
say it does have a harp-like. Do that again, what you just did. That's amazing.
I love it too.
That's an amazing sound that you're just doing that right there while you're on the show, and that you could pick that up and just do those amazing patterns.
Aww.
I love that. Dun, da, 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 da. That's what I'm saying, the folk sound it reminds me of. It's like you could score a film just with all your instruments yourself.
Oh, my gosh, I would love to do that.
You could just score it. That, to me, what you just played was the chase through the forest music.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good. Okay.
You know,
I'll write the movie
right
too.
There. That was the chasing through the forest music. I do think you have a lot of your father in you. What's his name, Walter?
William, yeah.
William.
And my brother's name, I should have said, is also William.
And he's a William, too, and is he a composer as well?
Yep, they're both composers.
Well, that's a very competitive household to be in.
But not really, because we all work together.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we're used to it.
Used to it.
We had a band when I was little. I grew up singing with them, the whole family. We had a band.
Oh, it's, well, you know, it's it's soothing. I think it's very, I think that's great that everybody plays in your family, and that your mother's the singer then. She doesn't play an instrument. So
she,
you've been doing this since 2002 when
doing
you graduated?
I graduated high school in 2002, college in 07.
Oh, I knew you looked very, very young. And also, let's talk about your CD.
Sure.
Okay, is this your first CD? And your, the CD, by the way, is T by C, and that's T-E-A-B-Y-E-S-E-A,
yeah.
Rebecca Stevens Band.
So that was our debut album, and that came out, a couple years ago, and we already have recorded the second album, which is in post-production.
Great. I can't wait for that. Oh, before I forget, and people can just, you know, all your information will be up here, so when you send it out, it's archived, so this will be up here for people to listen to again. I want to make sure I get your website down, which is www.beccastevens.com. Is that correct?
Exactly, yeah. Becca with two C's and Stevens with a V.
Stevens. And also with an S at the end.
Not a Z.
And they could read more about you at BeccaStevens.com/press.
Sure, yeah.
_ kit. And you're on MySpace if they want to hear more of your music as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, www.myspace.com/BeccaStevens.
Exactly. Yeah.
Also, what other instrument do you have there?
Well, they've got the guitar to my left and a ukulele, and then if I get up and go into my room, there's like a whole mess of other things in there that
you live in a music store. let me hear your guitar.
Okay.
And what kind of guitar is it?
It's a Taylor.
Okay.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, it sounds great. I'm in awe of you.
Oh.
And that you can just, that, I was just listening to that, and that's the opening, music.
Oh.
To a New York scene. I mean, it's just the opening, that's what I saw when I heard that.
Let's make a movie together.
Okay, yes, definitely. Well, I do have a TV show, too. I want to get some of your videos up on that too. I got to figure out how to download it. I think I can. If you don't have it conveniently MP4'd for me, I think I can download it from YouTube. But people can also see you performing on YouTube, right?
Right. There's one show that I think we did last
winter. You were
winter.
With a band. What was that band?
Which? Big band.
Yes, it was a big band.
That would be the Bjorkestra, which is a group that I sing with.
Oh, okay.
And that's Travis Sullivan's. He came up with the band. It's
Travis
Bjork's
Sullivan, the orchestra with jazz pianist Elon Miller.
Oh, Elon Miller is another group that I sing with. Yeah,
and jazz Max Jazz with trumpeter Jeremy Pelt.
Mm-hmm. I'm in way too many bands. I can read off a list that would take.
And where are you performing next?
With my band, the next gig is the 25th at Barbez, which is this great club in Brooklyn. And then we're also playing the 30th at 55 Bar. We have a monthly slot there. And
the 30th monthly, where's 55 Bar?
55 Bar is on Christopher Street, just
And what
east
day are you
of
playing there?
7th Avenue. Sorry?
What day are you playing there?
The 30th.
The third of this month.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Let's listen to another one of your songs here. It's called I Forgive You.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear.
Mm.
I fall. taught me to love you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
I forgive you, Becca Stevens. Very nice. Again, it's reminiscent in the 60s. They used to have singers like the way before your time. Your parents would know. But they used to have choral singers that were almost, and I think there's a group now that's doing it again, that would sing just the notes with no instruments. It reminded me that you have that capability there, too. We have a caller here. Let's see who it is from Trenton, New Jersey.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Chris Tornini. I'm Becca's bass player.
Yay. Oh, you're very good, Chris. I saw you playing.
So what's it like to
play with her?
Oh, it's awesome. I love it.
You guys look like you're having a lot of fun when you're on stage, too. I like that about your performances.
Yeah, it's always a lot of fun. And I mean, I get to sing a lot in her band, which is something I don't get to do in a lot of bands I play in. So I have a lot of fun.
And he does such a good job of it.
Oh, yes. It was very impressive. As I said, I came to see another band, and I ended up buying your CD because I said, you can only buy one CD tonight. Mm. I feel bad. I'll get their CD another time. But I try to buy one CD a night when I go to see bands.
Right.
But it's really good. And, Becca, do you let this man solo?
What?
Chris,
does he solo? I love it when he takes solos. He doesn't take a lot of solos in my band because it's more of like through composed stuff, but he's the best.
Oh, that's great. And the thing about bass, as my understanding, especially standing bass, there are no frets. You have to know exactly where that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no frets. It's like mostly muscle memory, and then kind of adjusting once you're there. Like you have to adjust like microscopically to match the pitch of everybody else.
So you're pretty much married to that bass because you have
to
be so in tune with it. Not there's no actual fret.
No, there are no frets. I mean, you know, I spend a lot of time with it. I play professionally, so I play my bass all the time, so I know it really well.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier, how impressed that you all met as students, because to me you were all very highly trained musicians when I saw you up there.
Well, the new school, that's a plug for the new school. We all went there.
And you're both from New York?
I'm originally from South Jersey.
Oh, okay.
But I live in Brooklyn now.
Oh, you live in Brooklyn now? Okay. So you're originally from Trenton then?
The Trenton area, not exactly in Trenton. I'm from a town called Medford, which is a little bit south.
I know Medford.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I've performed in Medford. I know where that is.
Yeah, it's my hometown.
Okay, yes, I know that there. So that's now, Chris, do you have any of, I know Becca has done solos. Do you have any solo things that you do? Or?
You
I
mean
just
band?
Love the bass. No, I mean just singing with the bass.
Oh.
I love the bass.
Well, I don't usually sing in other bands, but it's definitely something.
Oh, the gig on the 25th, if people come to that's both Chris and my band back to back. So.
Oh yeah, there's a great double bill at a club in Brooklyn called Barbez on November 25th where we're splitting the bill. My band, which is
what
called
is your
By
band?
My
Let's plug you too.
My band is called By My Book. I co-lead it with my friend Alex Hills, who's a great pianist, composer, and Becca sings for us, and we play my music and Alex's music, and we're playing, I think it's 7:30 on November 25th at Barbez, and then right after that, we're doing a set of Becca's music, so I'm really excited about that night.
So, Chris,
I know that
what is your website? Tell me your website, people listening.
Well, actually, my website is in the process of being made. It will be christordini.com, but right now, all I have is a MySpace page, which is myspace.com/ChrisTordiniMusic.
Tordini, T-O-R-D-I-N-I?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Yes, so you two playing together, how many years was you said since 2002?
Our first gig with the band was in 2006, but Chris and I were playing together at the new school before that.
Yeah,
oh.
we were, before Becca actually formed her band, we were playing in ensembles at the new school and out of school, like since maybe I would say 2003, maybe?
Probably 2003, yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
So we've been playing for a long time in different settings.
Oh, and do you play other instruments besides the bass?
I do. I play piano and I play guitar. There's actually a song on Becca's new record that I'm playing guitar on.
Oh, I have the CD in front of me, which is T by C. Okay, which one?
New record.
Oh,
yeah,
the newer record. Oh, okay.
I was like, you better not have that one.
I have contacts.
Yeah. I don't even have that one yet.
You're on the new one. I just, Chris and Becca, I love the fun you're having there, but also they have so got your back, these guys, when they're playing. They are so enjoying what they're doing, it, which makes it a pleasure to watch your band perform.
That's funny you said that, because last night, Liam, the accordion player, we did a gig last night, me, Chris, and Liam, and mm-hmm. And Liam's mom was there, and I was bragging about Liam and Chris to his mom, because Liam was really sick last night, but you never would have known, because the two of them were, like, just so solid, like anchors, and whenever I get nervous, I just look over at one of them, and it always calms me down, and I feel safe, and, like, nothing could ever go wrong.
You guys got your brothers with you at all times.
Yeah.
That's so nice. It is so nice, and it's interesting, too. Since you are the base and the kind of foundation of a lot of what she weaves her music around, what do you feel is your contribution when you guys get together, Chris? And she says she comes in, I don't know if you heard earlier, she comes in, she has an idea, and she starts to play it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it depends on what the idea is. Like, sometimes Becca might actually have an idea for a bass line, and she'll show it to me, and then, you know, we'll see if it works with everything else. But sometimes she might not have any idea of what she wants the bass to do, so I'll listen to what she's doing and kind of maybe figure out some different, like, places to start from, and then sometimes she'll be like, no, I'll find a different note, or sometimes she'll be like, yeah, that's it, that's what I'm hearing, and just kind of go from there.
Yeah, it's interesting. Do you close your eyes when you play?
Sometimes, but sometimes I have to open them just to make sure I'm in, like, as you said, there's no frets on the bass, so sometimes I have to open my eyes just to make sure my hand is in the right place.
Well, that's always good.
Yeah.
So where do you see you guys going with this now, the band? What are your hopes for this band?
My hopes for this next record, I'm going to get specific here.
Okay.
Once the record is finished in a listening state, I'm going to take it straight over to Nonesuch and get down on my knees and say, there's no one else for me. Will you be my lawfully wedded label for the rest of my life? And then we're going to get on a tour bus or in an airplane and see the world and, you know, take the world by storm, BSB style.
Mm-hmm. And how are you getting the word out about your band?
Well, right now...
Besides me.
yeah, you. just playing as much as we can and you know, selling the CD on iTunes and CD Baby and at gigs. And,
oh, yeah, that's very important. Where can people go to get this CD?
So you can get it on iTunes if you like. And all you do is just search for my name or the name of the album, which
is that name
is
Becca Stevens.
Becca Stevens, and the album is called.
And there's going to be another one coming out.
So. Yeah, soon, hopefully. And then CD Baby is this lovely company in, I think, Portland, Oregon, and they send you hard copies of the CD, which is unheard of these days, and it's nice to have that. So that's CDBaby.com, and you can also search for my name there, and then they'll send me an email that says, so-and-so bought your CD, and then we're in touch, which is really lovely and familiar.
Well, that's nice. Now, you have a very unique style. That's a given. Do you ever go outside that style?
Sure. Well, like we were saying before, I sing in a lot of other groups in the city, as does Chris, you know, as does everyone in the band.
Have you ever had to do a wedding?
Oh, yeah, sure. Just recently I did a show on Halloween where it was this guy's 70th birthday party, and I was singing 70s cover music for like 2.5 hours. That was interesting. I do weddings, you know, like...
70s covers.
Yeah.
Okay, where's your guitar? Get your guitar. I got to
hear. No. Come
on, Becca.
No.
70. Oh, she's so la la la. I'm just trying to. I think I love you. So what am I?
Right,
I just can't picture that. It would just turn it into something else. I just have visions of you just fighting. 70s. No.
You should hear Becca do Michael Jackson. It's amazing.
Oh, well,
oh,
that
she does.
I didn't say one of my big influences is Michael Jackson, and my heart was broken into 1,000 pieces when he died.
And he also went through numerous transitions musically.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, his music was always changing.
So I mean,
think that's what makes a great artist. Same thing with Joni Mitchell. I mean, gosh, her music like went across the whole spectrum of how music changed.
And that happened to a singer before your time named Bobby Darin.
Okay.
Who was mostly known for his nightclub type style, and then the war came and he changed his whole style of music, and people didn't want him to change, but you know, he fought for it because that's what he was hearing then. He had to do something different. He died young as well, but his style was all upbeat and layered. And do you have influences, Chris, there too? Because I told her earlier I hear the folk in a lot of it, like ancient folk music.
Yeah. Well, actually, I really do love folk music, but actually most of my love for folk music came after I started playing with Becca and kind of being more exposed to her influences, like Joni Mitchell and Gillian Welch and A lot of people like that.
I swear she's an old soul, because what I do hear in there is that folk element of almost the layering. And she was playing before on one of her many inch charungos there or whatever it was. Chimichanga, I don't know. And she was playing, and I was just in awe that she could just pick these little things out and just multi-layer it. It was almost like a banjo-picking style. On this instrument. Where is that instrument from, originates?
This one in particular looks like it says inside that it's from Bolivia.
Okay, so it's a Spanish instrument. Isn't it interesting that the mandolin, that, and probably the Chinese string instrument, I can't think of the name of it, that all over the world, this almost same kind of instrument has evolved.
It's really fascinating, yeah.
And this is it's great that you play all this. It's great what you're doing. Where can we see you next? We're winding down our show now. Where can we see you next, Becca? Repeat it again.
The 25th is Barbez.
Of November.
Of November.
This will air all year round.
Oh, cool.
November 2009.
November 2009 at Barbez, Barbez, and they have a website. You can find the address there. That's Chris and my band back to back at 7:30, and then November 30th, you can see my band play two sets of music at our favorite venue, 55 Bar, which is in the West Village on Christopher Street, and that's November 30th at 7 o'clock.
November 30th at 7 o'clock, and is there a fee or anything to...
55 Bar is free. I think you have to buy a drink.
You can't beat that.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. It's a great place to go. And same with Barbez, actually. They think that both places, they pass the bucket, and we play,
I tell people when they're coming to New York, I said, there's so much free, great stuff to do here in the city. But the fact that you can hear music, are you listed in Time Out New York at all? Or
I believe so.
Okay, people go directly to www.BeccaStevens, and you'll find both Chris Tordini and Becca Stevens. I'm sure you have a calendar up there.
Yeah, and I keep my gigs also listed and updated on my MySpace page, which is...
On your MySpace, which they can hear more music, and I believe they can download your music on iTunes?
My whole record is available on iTunes, and also you can hear parts of it on my website if you wanted to listen some
more
before you...
And Mr. Chris Tordini, can they also do that as well with you?
Yes, on my MySpace page, which is myspace.com/ChrisTordiniMusic.
And they can listen to it, and they can download it, too.
I don't have an actual record. I just have some songs up on my MySpace page to listen to.
Oh, okay. So soon Chris will have his own. His own going on.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with my closing music now. And this, by the way, my closing music is by another musician, Tony Salvatore. He plays guitar with the group Betty and has his own band, Pure Dog. I believe I'm pronouncing it right. I always get it wrong. I'm sorry, Tony. But I want to thank our guest today, Becca Stevens.
Thank you.
Please be on the positive watch out for this woman. You've got to go here to experience this band. I don't think it's as CD is enough. They have to see you live to experience everything that's going on there. Because until you realize it's only like four of you playing, it sounds like a whole orchestra to me. But and Chris, you'll see him with his standing bass there. And I want to thank both my guests today for being on my show. And please check them out.
Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome. So, Becca Stevens, thank you. Chris Tordini, thank you. And music is everywhere. Go check out these new emerging artists. Don't let the radio dictate what you're listening to. Have your own mind. Support the arts by supporting the arts and getting their CDs. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been the Nancy Lombardo Hour with our guests, Becca Stevens and Chris Tordini. Comedy Concepts. It's all about finding the joy in everything you do.